and a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com, where you can listen on your computer or on your smartphone, wherever you get your podcasts. Our show this morning, as always, is only possible thanks to the great folks over at the Law Group here in Wilmington. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. We'll have more from them coming up a little bit later on in the program this morning. Well, a couple minutes past 7 o'clock here on the East Coast, and we are now in hour 7 of the Schumer shutdown. The federal government officially closed this morning as we flipped the calendar from September to October, as Democrats just couldn't get together with Republicans on passing a short-term government spending package. House Republicans had initially proposed a short-term continuing resolution. Democrats, at least the vast majority of them, wanted no part with it at all. So here we sit 7 hours into a federal government shutdown this morning. And for those that are not subscribed to the daily email, I'd encourage you to do so. You can subscribe to that and find information on that over at nickcraig.com/morningline. It's completely free. You get an email every weekday morning whenever we're doing a show here. And it covers a couple of different things, some local news, some state headlines. And I always include kind of my morning overview, my morning thought as to what is going on. And this morning, I included and wrote out something that I think is important to understand when you look at what is happening right now at the federal level. So this is what I wrote. I get asked from time to time what I really like about President Trump. The way that he's handled the lead up to a federal government shutdown is the perfect example. While Republicans in the past have been terrified of being blamed for a shutdown, Trump simply doesn't care, and that's exactly what I admire about him. And it really is amazing to watch the way in which the Republicans in the past always cave, always have to bend over backwards, always have to deal with the concessions, the dreaded C word in politics. The Republicans are always compromising when it relates to a government shutdown, because they're always so terrified, they're always so afraid that something is going to be blamed on them. They are always terrified that the media is going to be mean to them, that they're going to say mean things about them. And it is amazing and truly remarkable to watch this administration, more particularly the President of the United States, just kind of push back against that and say, yeah, I don't really care. It's not something that you are used to seeing with Republican leadership. Now, in the short term, you might see that a little bit here and there, but they typically cave pretty quickly. And I would imagine, I don't have any evidence to back this up, but from what I've gathered watching media coverage over the last couple of days and even into the latter parts of last week, Trump has got John Thune, the leader of the Senate, and Mike Johnson, where the problem isn't with Johnson, it's with Thune in the Senate. But he's got Thune and Johnson on the same page, and Republicans are not going to move off of this point. They are calling it the Schumer shutdown. They are accurately attributing it to Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, which is exactly where it needs to be. The 5 Democrats could have voted in favor of this continuing resolution, but they refused to do so. I strongly doubt, unless something dramatically happens, that President Donald Trump is going to move off this point, that he is going to cave and give in. And by the way, we'll get into the details as to what the Democrats are asking for. It's freaking absurd. But I don't think there's any circumstance, at least with the information we've got available right now, that this administration caves to the pressure of Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and the progressive left. It's just not going to happen. And I cannot tell you how refreshing it is to see this. How refreshing it is to be the party that's in charge. Republicans have the majority, of course, in the House. They do have the majority in the Senate. They don't have the 60-vote filibuster majority, but they do have a simple and governing majority in the Senate. And then, of course, the Oval Office. So when you're the party in leadership, and what the Republicans have proposed was a strict, simple CR, continuing to fund the federal government at the levels previously allocated, and they're not moving off that point. And this shutdown is being attributed to the Democrats. This shutdown is being attributed to Chuck Schumer, to Hakeem Jeffries, and the rest of those on the left that are unwilling to cross the aisle and vote in favor of it. So at 12:01 this morning, Wednesday, October the 1st, the federal government officially shut down. Now, it is kind of interesting when you think of like something being shut down. Like if I told you this show was being shut down, you would not expect the show to be on tomorrow, right? If I made that statement. It's kind of interesting because even with a federal government shutdown, Postal Service still operates, all the federal courts still operate, TSA and air traffic controllers still do their job, all the federal law enforcement, FBI, they continue to do their stuff, the military continues to do their stuff. I'm not saying any of that stuff should stop, but it is kind of interesting when you describe it as a government shutdown. And then you look at like immediately what is affected as we sit here a little over 7 hours into it right now. Like the biggest impact is there's no tours at the United States Capitol. There's no tours at the White House. Some national parks could potentially close temporarily. Some of the federal museums in Washington, D.C. could close. Those are the three things that are immediately affected by a government shutdown. And the way that this process is going to play out is paychecks are in the process or have gone out today. It's the first of the month. The federal pay period, paychecks going out today. So employees are going to get paid for the work that they've done over the last 2 weeks. And that's why another important date is something that you need to be aware of. That is October the 15th, 2 weeks exactly from today. And so if an agreement is not met by October the 15th, then things become very interesting. That will be a pay period, a paycheck that is not received by the members of the military, federal law enforcement, other federal employees scattered all throughout the United States. That's when things really would start to get interesting. But the immediate impact, the immediate day one, 7 hours into it impact is relatively limited. So it is kind of interesting when you watched news yesterday, or if you had the chance to watch some news yesterday, you would believe this morning that the federal government is just completely closed, right? You're not going to be able to jump on an airplane because there's not going to be any TSA or there's not going to be any air traffic controllers. You would believe that society as it exists would be coming to a screeching halt. That, of course, is not the case, at least right now. 2 weeks from now, maybe a little bit of a different discussion, but right now, very little, if anything, is being impacted. And so I think it lends itself to the president's idea here that he's not going to push back on this, or that he's not going to bend over on this. He is not going to capitulate to those on the progressive left. He is not going to capitulate to Schumer. And it appears obvious to me, and hopefully it stays this way, that Thune and Johnson are on board. That every single time, and we talked about this, we had a great Patreon hangout last night. For those that support the show, you get access to show notes and more, including our monthly hangout over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. Great conversation, great hangout last night. And we were talking a little bit about the shutdown as some information and some news was coming in as we were wrapping up our conversation last night. And don't you find it kind of ironic that no matter who is in charge, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, a government shutdown is always laid at the feet of Republicans? Literally every single time. Every single time. It doesn't matter who's in charge, doesn't matter who the president is, doesn't matter who's got the majorities in the House or Senate, it is always the Republicans' fault. And as I mentioned in my Morning Line email, Republicans are always so terrified that the media is going to run a mean or bad story about them. So they may talk a big game leading up to a shutdown, but then they compromise with those on the left and give them what they want. And I just don't think you're going to see that this time. The White House published some photos yesterday of Trump in the Oval Office with Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer on Monday. He's laughing. He's trying to give them Trump 2028 hats. Everybody's got an ice cold glass of Diet Coke on the sitting on the Resolute desk. Trump's having fun with this. He's bringing some levity to the Oval Office. And he's not giving in to the left's ridiculously stupid demands. Now, one of the interesting things to note in this, the final vote was 55 to 45, 60 is the threshold that needs to be met. Three Democrats did vote in favor of this legislation yesterday on the Senate floor. John Fetterman out of Pennsylvania, Catherine Cortez Masto out of Nevada, and Angus King, who is an independent out of Maine, but does caucus with the Democrats. Those three individuals voted with the majority of Republicans for the bill. Senator Rand Paul out of Kentucky, as you would expect, similar to Thomas Massie, voted against the bill because that's, I guess, just what he does. So if they can get Rand Paul on board, which I don't even know if that's worth doing. If they can get Rand Paul on board, five more Democrats would need to cross the aisle, vote for the continuing resolution, and the government will be reopened. So the vast majority of Democrats, 45 of them, blocked a clean continuing resolution, which is exactly what was proposed by the Republicans. There was not a whole bunch of policy in this. This wasn't some sneaky piece of legislation that included a whole bunch of wish list items for the Republicans. No, it was a clean CR to keep the government open for seven more weeks to allow negotiations to continue. But Democrats couldn't do it. Democrats wouldn't do it. Why? Because they want more than $1 trillion additional dollars to fund health care for illegal immigrants. They want more of your taxpayer dollars to pay for people who are illegally in the United States to pay for their health insurance, to pay for their doctor visits, to pay for their medical expenses. That's why the government is shut down this morning. It's not because there's a great divide over a litany of differences and a litany of different political issues. No, it's a very simple one. Democrats want free healthcare for illegal immigrants. The American public overwhelmingly says, not a chance in hell we're going to pay for this. And so Chuck Schumer has decided to shut down the federal government. That's it. Pretty plain and simple. That's really the long and the short of it. I could end the show right now. That's all you need to know. Schumer wants billions, trillions of dollars spent on illegal immigrants' health care, and Donald Trump, John Thune, and Mike Johnson have said, no, we're not going to do it, and we're not going to capitulate to your demands. So the House passed a clean continuing resolution back on September the 19th to continue the current spending levels until November the 21st. Those spending levels were originally passed during Joe Biden's presidency and were extended through the end of the current fiscal year, which was September 30th, 2025. So same spending limits previously. With Trump in the White House, those Biden-era spending levels are no longer kosher for Democrats, writes Breitbart. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, under fire from his base after initially opposing them, then voting in favor of a March continuing resolution to continue the same funding levels, are now under debate and is what has caused this shutdown to take place. Now, the director of OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Voigt, was on Fox Business yesterday with Larry Kudlow discussing this. This was in the late afternoon when it appeared very obvious that we were heading towards a shutdown, but before it actually happened. This was an interesting back and forth exchange between Kudlow and OMB, which is the Office of Management and Budget under the Trump administration.
Estimate for us, give us some ballpark numbers here. We've already had some sizable reductions in force. Actually, there's a number 300,000 floating around for this calendar year. That may or may not be the right number, but that number is floating around. Now, if there's a budget shutdown, as our own Chad Pergram suggested, almost ineluctably will be a budget shutdown, then you have the authority to reduce the federal employee count by roughly how much?
Well, I'm going to let that those kinds of questions extend until tomorrow and in the days after. Right now, where we are, we have hours to go before a government shutdown, and it can be avoided. And then we'll get in tomorrow. The preparation is all done. We have many options, but we're going to get in tomorrow and see where we are, and we're going to manage this shutdown and try to keep the American people from the havoc that the Democrats have caused on with their crazy demands. But let it be said, there are all manner of authorities to be able to keep this administration's policy agenda moving forward, and that includes reducing the size and scope of the federal government, and we will be looking for the opportunities to do that.
And you've made that very clear to Mr. Schumer. It doesn't seem to move him, Russ Vogt. That's what I don't understand. It will be worse. I mean, if I were he, and I'm most certainly not, but if I were he, I would want a continuing resolution and discuss all this stuff. I wouldn't want to hand the circular over to you, and he'll have to take some measures that he's not going to like one darn bit.
Well, I think he's got some time over the next several hours to come back from the brink, to work with his moderates to get a continuing resolution passed. We'll see how these votes come up, and then we'll see where we are in the morning.
All right. Well, Office of Management and Budget Director, Russ Vogt.
There's the OMB director. This is, again, was before the actual shutdown happened in the middle of the afternoon yesterday. Schumer did not do that. He did not go back to the Oval Office. He did not go back to the Trump administration and figure out some sort of solution to the problem. And what one of the things that is being set up is the potential ability for mass layoffs within the federal government. Now, there's been a lot of rumor and a lot of speculation online that as many as 300,000 federal employees could be fired under this shutdown. All of that I've read seemingly at this point is unsubstantiated claims. I don't know where that is coming from. I don't know what sort of data is backing any of that up. But that has been some of the stuff that has been flowing around social media. Again, I don't know if there's any truth to it. We'll probably find out more today as to what exactly that would potentially look like. But that is one of the things that is being rumored. You could see in the response to Kudlow's question, the OMB director was hesitant to lay out his cards on the table as to what exactly he was going to do and what exactly the administration was going to do. But it is obvious that they are well planned for this. It is obvious that they are prepared to do whatever is necessary going forward. And if that includes mass layoffs of federal employees, I don't think this administration will have a problem doing that at all. Now, there is a very strong possibility that later today, the shutdown is over. Because at around 10 o'clock this morning, the Senate is expected to gavel back into session. It's already passed the House. That 60-vote threshold in the Senate could be met. The leader of the United States Senate in John Thune was on with Jesse Waters on Fox News last night. This was the exchange between those two.
I'm hoping there are enough reasonable Democrats over there. We got picked up three tonight when we voted on this. We're going to vote on it again tomorrow. Hopefully we'll pick up some more, and eventually we'll get enough to pass this thing in the Senate, keep the government open. But this was all unnecessary. This was all done to satisfy their left political base and Schumer's fear. I mean, this guy is somebody who is running scared, obviously, every single day from AOC and the other, you know, lefters that he has to answer to. And what you're seeing, at least in, you know, every day now in the Senate, is his reactions and the way he's going about the business of the Senate, in this case, shutting down the government. And it's up to the Democrats. I mean, I've said this, you saw this earlier. This is our bill. It's very straightforward, funds the government and avoids a shutdown. And now they've blocked it on two votes. We're going to have another vote tomorrow, and they'll probably try and block it again. But I think people are going to start cracking because they're going to realize this is a losing hand.
Yeah, and it looks like every time you guys vote on it, they lose more votes.
So couple of interesting comments there from the leader of the United States Senate in John Thune. He points out the big issue that exists right now. He points out the tightrope that somebody like Chuck Schumer has to walk. And it goes back to something that we've talked about a lot over the last couple of months, which is the ongoing civil war within the Democrat Party. You have got fractions of the Democrat Party, and as Thune noted, the AOC, the more radical contingent that are trying to push the Democrats further to the left. And then you've got somebody like Chuck Schumer, who's the leader of the minority leader in the Senate. You've got him that is trying to balance this act between not pissing off the progressives, because if you do that, you lose a large chunk of your voting base. If you piss them off and alienate them successfully, then you start having a real problem come election time. So that's an issue that he has to deal with. So that's a problem. That's pulling him one direction. On the other side, you've got normal, moderate, regular, everyday, not only Democrats in the Senate, but regular, everyday American people that don't want their government shut down, want bipartisan things to be dealt with when you're looking at government funding and things of that nature. And he also has to portray to those people that he is not being controlled and led around on a leash by AOC and the progressive wing of the party. Now, when I make my the comment that's going to come after this, I don't have really any sympathy for Schumer. He's put himself in this position. But I feel like he's in a really tough spot. He is in a really, really tough political spot. Because it's unwinnable. You can't appease the progressive left. We know how these individuals operate. We know how and what these people think. And we know that if they don't get 100% of what they want, they'd rather have nothing at all. We know that if they don't get every wish list item, they say, to hell with you. We're done. We're not going to play this game. We're going to take our ball and we're going to go home. And so that puts Schumer in a very, very tough, and I might even argue, an almost unwinnable situation. An almost unwinnable situation. Now, to the portion of a government shutdown, this was a question in a New York Times Siena College poll, which was out in the field September the 22nd through the 27th. So this would have been last week, leading up to a government shutdown. This was the question. Views on whether the Democrats should or should not shut down the government if their demands are not met. And so this is pretty eye-opening. These are views on whether Democrats, doesn't say politicians, it says Democrats should or should not shut down the government. 65% overall say that they should not. This is overall voters. 27% say that they should. And even amongst breaking this down by political party, 43% of Democrats say that the Democrats should not shut down the government. So they barely have a majority in within their own party of voters, at least according to this New York Times poll. They barely got a majority in this poll that is in favor of a government shutdown. Independents, 59% of them think that Democrats should not shut down the government. And on the Republican side, 92% say that Democrats should not shut down the government. So this is a politically very toxic issue for Chuck Schumer. You've got 43% of registered Democrats in this New York Times poll that say they shouldn't do it. So how do you deal with that? I go back to the tightrope that Schumer is walking. When you've got 43% of your own voters saying you shouldn't shut down the government and you do it anyway, boy, that's a problem. that creates a serious issue for him to deal with. I don't have any sympathy for him. The Democrats have created this monster themselves. They have allowed this runaway progressive wing of the party to slowly over time garner more and more attention, more and more power, and now they have to deal with the repercussions of it. I'm not sorry for them. It's hilarious to watch. And hopefully it's a warning call to the Republicans as to what not to do with internal party strife, how to not handle internal party issues. These numbers are so incredibly damning for Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and the Democrats. Barely support amongst their own party. 47 to 43. That's not the kind of spread that you would want to see if you just last night shut down the federal government. Now, I don't think that this is going to last all that long. As you just heard there from John Thune, there will be some moderates that they will likely pick up over the next couple of days. And I mean, literally it could happen as early as this late this morning or early this afternoon that the government is back reopened. And I just don't think Schumer has a choice. I don't think he is in a position of power. I don't think he's got leverage. He sure as hell doesn't have any leverage against Donald Trump. If you told Trump, we're going to keep the federal government shut down, Trump would say, okay, sounds good to me. I mean, so there's just no leverage there. Thune, Johnson, and the administration are not going to cave to the pressure of media. And we got a comment coming in on our Rumble live chat this morning. Mainstream media is reporting that the shutdown is because of the Republicans. It's always the case. It's always been the case. When they're in power, when they're not in power, it's always the Republicans that are responsible for a shutdown. And instead of cowering in the corner, instead of placating those on the left, this administration is saying, we're not going to do it. And I absolutely love to see it. I absolutely love that that's what's going on. There's no reason to. Chuck Schumer is demanding $1.5 trillion in spending for illegal health care for immigrants. That is the demand of Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. $1.5 trillion in health care for illegals. That is where he started bargaining. That's where he started his negotiations, at $1.5 trillion. He's not going to get a penny for it. There is not a chance in hell that this administration bows over, pushes aside, and allows this stuff to go forward. And there's been a lot of clips that have been popping up over the last couple of days with this shutdown. Here is Representative Charles Schumer, aka Chucky Schumer, back in 1996, the Democrat from New York, on the floor of the United States Capitol back in 1996. Let's see what Chuck had to say back then.
This is an anti-fraud amendment. All the, over where we go, people say, well, why can't you stop illegal immigrants or others from coming here? And the number one answer we give our constituents is when they come here, they can get jobs, get benefits against the law because of fraud. And here, the gentleman from Florida has put together the most effective anti-fraud measure we can find without it changing the actions of the government one bit. And we find all this opposition. Ladies and gentlemen of this chamber, what I worry about is that this bill, which started out with good intentions, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, is going to end up being the same kind of thing that the public gets angry with us on. We say we're doing something, and we do nothing. Because every time someone makes a rational and small proposal to get something done, people say, well, what about this hypothetical, that hypothetical, et cetera. I urge support of this amendment. If you believe you want to stop fraud in immigration, you have no choice but to support this amendment.
Now, that's quite the switch. That is not the same sheet of music that Chuck Schumer is singing out of, singing off of these days. I can promise you that. The caption to that tweet was flip-flop of the century. Pretty hard to argue that. And one of the other interesting things about this shutdown, and we'll get into more of this, some of your comments coming up as well. The issue that Schumer is advocating for, $1.5 trillion in spending for healthcare for illegal immigrants, is such an unpopular issue. When you look at the split, and when you look at polling over this issue, the vast majority, it's another 80-20 issue, surprise, surprise, Democrats are on the wrong side of. When you look at this issue, you will not find mass groups of U.S. voters that are in favor of giving free health care to those that are illegally in the United States. There is no voting bloc outside of the very, very far fringes of the Democrat Party that are in favor of this. And so we talked about this a little bit on our Patreon hangout last night. Who the hell is telling Schumer to go to war over this issue? It's another losing issue for those on the progressive and radical left. This is not a popular stance with the vast majority of the American people. Yet they are shutting down the government 7 hours and 33 minutes into a shutdown over funding healthcare for illegal immigrants that nobody wants. Folks, this is a bipartisan issue. American voters are not in favor of this. They're already sick and tired of getting squeezed by the federal government. They're sick and tired of getting squeezed by their state government, by their local government, with taxes consistently going up. And you've got Democrats like Chuck Schumer who are advocating $1.5 trillion in spending for illegal immigrant health care. What the hell is he thinking? This is another losing issue for the left. And folks, we are rapidly approaching the midterms. I mean, we will be there in 13 months. And Democrats are still on the national stage now. Everybody's talking about this shutdown. It's the top story on all the news networks when they started their shows at 5 o'clock this morning. It was the news all throughout the day yesterday afternoon. Everybody's talking about this shutdown. And this is what the Democrats are running with. It is completely absurd. I genuinely don't understand what the strategy, what the approach, and what the end goal is here from Chuck Schumer. He's not going to get what he wants. If there was any issue that Trump's not going to cave on, it sure as hell isn't going to be funding healthcare for illegal immigrants. You've not seen a president that has been stronger on illegal immigration in U.S. history than Donald Trump. So this is definitely not going to be something that he is going to get Trump to roll over on. Yet, this is the line, this is the tack that he's running with, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. So I've got some other additional clips. House Speaker Mike Johnson was on with Caitlin Collins from CNN last night. A couple of other clips as well. Plus, we'll get to some of your comments coming in live on our YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook chats this morning. But before that, the only reason that we are not shut down this morning is thanks to our great advertisers, including the law group here in Wilmington. When legal challenges arise, it's unfortunate. You don't necessarily want to be in a case where you're dealing with some legal challenges, but if they do arise, make sure you put your trust in the law group and Melissa Gott and the great team over at the law group right here in Wilmington. For now 22 plus years, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across Eastern North Carolina. Whether you're facing a divorce, navigating a real estate transaction, or maybe you're in a position where you need a strong defense, the law group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved as quickly as possible. Great news, folks. They're located right in our backyard, downtown Wilmington, and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. For any legal challenges, give them a call, 910-251-6088, or their website, lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. We appreciate the Law Group and cannot thank Melissa Gott and her team over there for enough for their continued support here of the Nick Craig Show. All right, the Schumer shutdown, now more than 7 hours old. We'll continue the discussion coming up after this as the Nick Craig Show rolls on live on this Wednesday morning, 7 a.m., YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. Good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome back to the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning as we approach nearly 7 hours and 40 minutes, 7 hours and 40 minutes since the United States federal government shut down as Democrats refused to come across the aisle and vote in favor of a clean continuing resolution proposed by the White House and Senate Leader John Thune, House Speaker Mike Johnson. The continuing resolution did pass the House back about 2 weeks ago, and in a 55-44 vote yesterday, Democrats in the United States Senate refused to push Republicans over the 60-vote threshold. So here we are, government shutdown. 7 hours and 40 minutes. Last night, the Speaker of the United States House in Mike Johnson did a lengthy sit down with CNN and Caitlin Collins over at CNN, and it was a phenomenal interview. Mike Johnson, who I know everybody doesn't always inherently love, there's a lot of criticism of House Speaker Mike Johnson. I think he's doing a great job. He is in a very tough situation. You've got, of course, Trump being the individual that he is in the Oval Office. He's got to deal with individuals like Thomas Massey, who never votes in favor of anything. It is not I do not envy the position that House Speaker Mike Johnson is in. He did a really, really good job on this CNN interview last night. Let's just take a listen to a couple minutes of it.
Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and thank you so much for being here. Mr. Speaker, do you believe the government's going to shut down in 3 hours from now?
I think it is inevitable now. It's a very reckless decision that Chuck Schumer has made. The Democrats have taken the last vote. Within the last few hours, they voted it down once again, and so there's no other option. Now, it's important to note what they're doing here. They're throwing a fit. They're making partisan arguments. The House did its job. We sent to the Senate a clean CR. What that means, it's a very short stopgap funding measure so that the appropriators in Congress and both parties can continue their work of doing the appropriations bills, 12 separate bills. We've made a lot of progress in that. We just need a little more time because tonight is the end of the fiscal year. Chuck Schumer has refused to give the extra time. Why? Because we won't agree to restore health care to illegal aliens, because we won't agree to give a $500 million back to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. He wants to cut the big fund of $50 billion that we set aside to support and prop up rural hospitals in America, because we won't agree to those partisan demands. And $1.5 trillion in new spending on a 7-week stopgap funding measure, he's decided to shut the government down. It's real pain for real Americans, and it's so frustrating.
I heard you make that first point at the White House yesterday after the meeting y'all had with the president and with Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. People, as you know, people who are here in the United States legally have never been eligible for the Obamacare subsidies, for Medicare, for Medicaid. So what exactly are you saying that they're trying to do when you talk about giving free health care to
them? I'm so glad you asked. Okay, so when we passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Working Families Tax Cut, we had Medicaid reforms in the bill. You and I talked about it on the air. What we did was to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. There were a lot of people on the program who were enrolled in the program who were never eligible to be there. Medicaid is intended for eligible U.S. citizens, not illegal aliens, not also U.S. citizens who are able-bodied workers like young men. So we passed the law. The president signed it into law. Democrats voted against it, of course. And it's been wildly successful. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which is the neutral arbiter of all these things, released a report a few weeks ago, earlier this month. And they said, you know what? The bill has had its intended purpose. Premiums are coming down. Listen, because 2.3 million ineligible enrollees had been kicked off of Medicaid, which helps to save the program, prop it up. And $185 billion has been saved already.
So basically, what you did was narrow the eligibility for certain people to get access to the ACA subsidies. What they want to do is undo the changes that Republicans made in that. But basically, wouldn't that only affect people who do have legal status, people who are refugee seekers here in the United States, asylum seekers here?
Those are two totally different issues. Now, they've created this as a new argument that they have as to why they should not keep the government open. But they're arguing a December policy debate For a September funding issue. The subsidies that you're talking about don't expire until the end of December.
No. Those are the subsidies for just everyday Americans. That's one thing that obviously has been the main premise of their argument. But you're saying they want to give free health care to people who are in the United States illegally.
That is exactly what the effect will be.
But when I looked at it, there's a little nuance because they want to undo changes that y'all made, narrowing who is eligible to get that. Those are people who are refugee seekers, asylum seekers. They're not technically people who are here illegally, just cross the border.
No, this is exactly what will happen. And Maxine Waters admitted, I think, accidentally today on the House steps, they want to give health care to everybody.
But Maxine Waters is not in charge. She's not the one. Oh, she didn't write
this
proposal.
She's one of the senior leaders in the House. And everybody should Google it and read their counterproposal
yourself.
But you
see my point, right? You're making this argument.
Oh, yeah. You see my point, right? You see my point. And the left... Caitlin Collins just literally admitted the issue. Oh, asylum seekers and those seeking refugee, those are the ones that we want to give health care back to. I mean, who thinks this is a good idea? I'm asking a completely genuine question. Who is running around the United States outside of, I guess, Maxine Waters and AOC and now Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and maybe a couple of others? Who is running around the United States and collecting data that the vast majority of the American people want to give free health care to individuals who are either A, illegally in the country, or B, a so-called asylum seekers? Why are they eligible for subsidies in their health care? And let's be perfectly honest on how this system works. These so-called asylum seekers, these so-called refugees in the United States, they are receiving, if not completely free, very, very deeply decreased subsidized cost healthcare at the expense of you and I. They are receiving either free or deeply reduced healthcare due to the United States working citizen public who pays their taxes. This isn't a winning issue for those on the left. It's just not. And for whatever reason, they are running around cable news. They are running around all over the place claiming that this is some sort of winning policy. I genuinely do not get what the goal and what the objective is here. I genuinely don't get it. The Speaker of the House, I think, said it very well, that when you're watching this process play out, the changes that were made were back in July with the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill. Those changes were already made. It's done. And so, because Democrats were unsuccessful in stonewalling the One Big Beautiful Bill that President Trump signed into law on July the 4th, they now want to relitigate this issue here on October the 1st. And for the comment that Mike Johnson made about, Democrats are saying this out loud, here is Maxine Waters on the steps of the United States Capitol yesterday making the exact point that Caitlin Collins wants to say, she's not in charge. Maxine Waters is a very prominent member of Congress. But see, they just brush it off because it makes them look terrible. Take a listen to this. Don't believe me. Don't believe Trump. Don't believe Mike Johnson. Don't believe John Thune. Don't believe Russ Voigt. Don't believe anybody. Let's hear what the great Maxine Waters has to say herself.
Do Democrats want to prioritize the health care of illegal aliens over a government shutdown? Because if the government does shut down, Americans...
Excuse me. Stop it right there. We're not prioritizing. What we're doing is saying simply we want to keep the government open and we want to work with the Republicans and have a bipartisan agreement to keep this government open, and health care is at the top of our agenda.
But aren't Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
Democrats are demanding health care for everybody. We want to save lives. We want to make sure that health care is available to those who would die but having the help of their government.
So you're good with a government shutdown, even if it means giving health care to people who aren't American citizens?
Well, you keep That's what you're pushing on. What you're trying to do is you're standing here and you're trying to make me say that somehow we're going to put non-citizens over Americans. Quit it. Stop it. This is the kind of journalism we don't need.
No, I'm just
asking divisive.
Questions.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no,
you're being divisive. No, please. Don't, you don't need to ask that question. You're just trying to get controversy here. You're not going to get it from me. We want to save health care for all people. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman.
Well, we're going to save health care for all people. Well, I would just gather if you're saying health care for all people, that you would throw those that are illegally in the country into the boat of all people. Doesn't seem like a wild stretch to get from one to the other. And so Maxine Waters is saying the quiet part out loud. Oh, these people, if they don't have insurance, they're going to die. Okay. So you are, in fact, shutting down the federal government because you believe that anybody that is standing in the United States, regardless of their immigration status, whether they are an asylum seeker or they cross the border illegally, they should be eligible for taxpayer-subsidized health insurance. They should be eligible for American workers' hard-earned money in terms of health insurance. Folks, that is a losing issue. This is a losing stance for those on the left. And so now I'm going to get into my predictions on all of this. I don't think that this is going to be a long-term shutdown. I really don't. I don't think Schumer has the muscle. I don't think Schumer has the ability to keep Democrats in line in the United States Senate. We are up against a federal, we are up against a midterm election next year. We are up against an election in which Democrats desperately need to get control of either the House or the Senate. If not, they are going to completely implode as a party. And I just don't think they're going to be willing to do it. Short term, day or two, maybe. But long term, keeping it the government shut down for the next couple of weeks, I don't see it happening. I do not see Democrats being able to hold this line. As I mentioned at the open, and I'll repeat it again, I don't think that this administration is going to bail on its stances. I don't think that this administration is going to push over on its current policies. And so that leaves just one option, or it leaves really two options. Either A, the government can stay shut down in perpetuity, which I don't even think I'd be opposed to, or there's going to have to be a handful of more Democrats in the United States Senate that will have to cross the aisle and vote with the Republicans for this continuing resolution. And then we'll be back at this same position 7 weeks from now, towards the end of November, which is exactly what will happen. Those are really the few options that are available. Trump's not going to move on this. Trump's not going to change or back down on his stance. I presume that he's got Thune and Johnson right alongside him on that, and he's made it abundantly clear to them that they're not going to change their stance on this. So it's up to Schumer. It's up to the messaging that he wants to promote. And as you can imagine, I'm sure as the morning goes on, you'll see a whole bunch of Democrats on cable news, on Morning Joe. I'm glancing over right now to see if nobody's on yet, maybe a little too early in the morning for them. You'll see Democrats all over cable news, blaming Trump, blaming the Republicans, so on and so forth. I just don't think it's going to land. The reality is the president just frankly doesn't care, which I love. It's such a different stance from what you've always seen in the past from Republicans. So coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, the Senate is back. The CR could potentially come up for another vote, and we will just have to unfortunately wait and see what they do, if Thune is able to convince a couple of Democrats to cross the aisle, or if they continue to keep the government shut down. So I don't think this is going to be super long term. It could be resolved as early as today, maybe later this week. We'll keep an eye on all the details and pass them along to you. Great way to stay up to date. Outside of our live time slot here this morning, you can follow the show over on X and Facebook. All of those links available over on the website, nickcraig.com. So that's it. As we approach hour 8 of the Schumer shutdown, we'll keep an eye on all of the details. Well, that's going to do it for a Wednesday edition of the show. Thanks to the Law Group here in Wilmington for their continued support. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. The Nick Craig Show streams live weekday morning, 7 a.m., YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook, and of course, available 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. We'll chat with you tomorrow morning right here on The Nick Craig Show.